Frostbite, written by Scathach, and read by Litra. A The Flash fanfic, with the pairing Barry Allen, Leonard Snart, rated teen. Summary. Barry has been with many vampires. He's addicted to how being bitten feels, but he does have a favorite. The name was Rogues, the seediest nightclub in Central City, and Barry's favorite. If you were obsessed with vampires, that was the place to go to meet other people like you, and if you were a vampire, that was the perfect place to go to pick up someone willing to feed from. Barry was a regular, had been for years now. His obsession had turned into addiction a long time ago, when he found out that every vampire's bite felt different. And he began a sort of crazy quest to try them all and feel on his skin, in his body, every possible sensation. There had been a lot of them, most never making it further than the club's dark and dirty back alley. They never exchanged names, but Barry liked to make up silly code names for each and every vampire he had been with, based on how their bite felt like. There was Heatwave, whose bite made him feel as if his blood had turned into liquid fire, and who didn't care about sex, just wanted as much blood as possible. Their encounters always ended with Barry passed out somewhere, weak and aching for days afterwards. And there was Weather Wizard, who had long fangs that gave Barry a small electric shock just by touching his skin. His bite made him feel like thunder was running through his veins and a storm was raging in his head, always leaving him breathless. But among the dozen vampires Barry had been with, he did have a favorite. His name was Leonard. He had been Captain Cold at first, before they started seeing each other often enough to share names, and Barry could never get enough of him. Leonard's hands were freezing cold, making shivers run down Barry's body any time he touched him, as were his lips, making Barry's own go numb when they kissed for too long. Len's fangs were bigger than those of most other vampires, and his bites were never kind, tearing apart Barry's skin and making blood run down his body and onto the sheets. Barry loved it. How, when the vampire's fangs sank into him, it felt like he had jumped into a frozen lake. His whole body shivering, his fingertips numb and every breath becoming visible, as if the whole room's temperature had dropped, and not just that of his body. And yet, every sensation he felt was heightened, his brain in overdrive in a mix of pleasure and pain. Barry knew it was dangerous, that vampires should not be trusted. But it was hard to remember why when Len smiled at him like he genuinely cared about him, touched him like he mattered, and not like he was just someone to feed blood from. The End.